We're in Siman Tav Lamed Zayin. I apologize for my voice. Starting Sif Aleph, the Mechaber says, "Hamasker Bais L'Chaveiro L'Tzorich Yadalid." Someone rents a house, someone else, on the 13th for the 14th. Umimenu Va'Elach. From then on, that they're going to use it. The Kanal Be'Echam Adrachim Sheschirus Karga Niknelo, and they do one of the Kinyanim that acquires a Schirus. There are Kesef, Shtar, Chazaka, Kinyan Sutter, etc. If before he actually gives the key over to the renter, the 14th occurs, alamaskir livdok, then the person who's renting out the house has the chiv bedika to check. But once he's given him the key, if that's when chal yadalad occurs, then alasocher livdok, then the renter is the one that has to. The Mishnah Berurah brings machlokas rishonim. Whether you need both that the person acquired it through one of the kinyanim before the 14th and that he got the key, or you only need one of them, and the poskim say it's best to be machmir when possible. The Mishnah Berurah also adds that this chiyuv being on the socher in the situation when he got the key is even if he's not planning on living there until after Pesach, as long as he now owns the rights to live in it, he's renting it, so then he would have to stay there. The Achronim write that he should also do bittul, because the maskir, when he was mafkir his chametz, when he left the house, so then the socher got already. So therefore, really, both of them should really do the bittul. The poskim discuss what one should do about bedikas chametz when one is living in, one is staying in a hotel. The poskim seem to say that if you're moving into a hotel room, so then you would have to do bedika on that room that you're staying in, especially if you come on the 13th during the day or something like that. So there's a chos bedika on you to check. It's a question whether you'd make a bracha or not, but that's a discussion, as well as yeshiva boys in their college dorms, etc. Would they have a chiv to check? They'd also have a chiv to check before they leave, but if it's not on that night, so they wouldn't, of the 14th, then they probably wouldn't make a bracha either. And even before him, it could be, even on the night of the 14th, it could be there'd be no chiv to make a bedika, a bracha, if they're not planning on staying there all of Pesach. Sif beis hasocher bais mechaveiro biyadalid. Someone who rents on the 14th, v'en yodei imu badak, he doesn't know whether it was actually checked or not. Imu ba'ir, if the person who's he's renting from is in the city, shalo im badako, then you could ask him, and you could trust him. Mishnah Berurah says you could also trust the family, according to the Gemara. If he ain't a ba'ir, but if the guy's not in the city, then chazkaso batok, umevato belibo v'dayo. Then there's a chazaka that the house was checked, because no one would leave their house on the 14th without it being checked beforehand. And then it's enough for him to just do bittul, the socher. That's enough. And he can stay in that house.